Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We're not actually in the Truth Booth. We are live from the Men's Summit at First Christian Church in Kernersville today, 1130 North Main Street. If you're trying to dial in on how to get here, it's zip code 27234, the Triad Area Men's Summit. They have such a lineup. Lex Luger, we just had on the Christian Car Guy show. Nikita Koloff is going to be with him. Dr. Tony Evans just got finished up. And then you got Sanchez Beatty, and you got some. We have Bo Smith with us right now on the floor, as you can hear all the people in the background milling around, getting ready for the next session. Right, Bo?
That's correct.
And so you guys, from what I understand, have got a record crowd here.
This is probably the largest one we've had, and I think it's just a stepping stone to grow even larger.
So you still got plenty of time, and they're going to serve lunch over here today. If you got time to drive over to First Christian Church in Kernersville, we would love to join in over here. But, of course, Bo, you are on the board with the Triad Area Men's.
That's correct, yes.
Give us the official name so I don't get it wrong.
It's an acronym, and the acronym just basically stands for Triad Area Christian Men's Ministry. And our goal is to reach across ethnic groups, ethnic lines, racial lines, denominational lines, and call upon the men in our community to truly become kingdom men, the kind of men that God called us, each and every one of us, to do and to be, not only in our home, but in our church and obviously in our community. And not to segregate our lifestyle, but to all be one thing, to be men of God.
Yes, and we've just been joined by Nikita Koloff. We had Lex Luger here a little while ago, but welcome, Nikita.
You had Lex here. you had Lex speak before me. Oh, my gosh. No, it's all good. Good to be with you guys.
He said you're his lead, though.
There's no telling what he said. I don't want to. Good to be with you guys. Always good to be back with Truth Radio.
And you're fired up because there's a big group here today, isn't there?
You know, there is. I guess the estimated crowd's about 800 men. Anytime you get eight men together, it's a blessing. So to get 800 together is amazing. We just heard a phenomenal message from Dr. Tony Evans. And I was here last night as well and talking to the men and the women and families. And just, wow, what a blessing to just sit under that ministry and just receive, just absorb.
Tell us, what did you receive? You just got to hear Dr. Evans. What did you glean from that?
Well, I mean, last night, really, his main focus as a ministry now is centered all around discipleship. And it's quite interesting to me because I was in my hotel room yesterday and praying, about what to share with the men today. Interestingly enough, we know how God works, right? So discipleship was what came to mind. And of course, the Lord took me to Matthew 28, the Great Commission, a number of different things. So I sense that what the Lord impressed on my heart yesterday will tie right in with His call to discipleship last night. Are you a Christ follower, or are you a true disciple of Christ? And He explained quite well the difference between the two, that you can be saved and be a Christian but still not be a disciple of Christ. Mm. And so that was a wonderful illustration. And then today, just challenging the men today, are you leading your home? Where are you in your manhood?
Well, Bo, you were there last night as well. What did you discern from that, what the difference between a disciple and a Christ follower?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that this particular venue invited the women to come, because when you have your wife there hearing the same thing you hear, you're going to be held accountable for it. And it should be that way. But it also called me to be the leader in every sense of the word, because we have a tendency to say, I'm too busy to do this, or I'm too busy to do that. Therefore, responsibilities within the home can fall over to the wife's lap, so to speak, because we think they have more time and they're easily or readily accessible to the family. But yet it is my responsibility as the spiritual leader of my home. And I want my wife to be everything that God wants her to be, but the only way that can happen is as long as I'm everything that God wants me to be. So I saw that as a challenge to not only be a Christian, to walk the walk and talk the talk, but to do that in every aspect of my life.
Hey, that, you bring up a good point there, as Dr. Evans talked about, what you just said about the men, in a sense, kind of passing the buck to the wife, right?
Right.
And
right.
Passing on responsibility. Hey, you got more time. You take care of the kids. You pray with the kids. But boy, that was a great point, both last night and today, wasn't it?
So. Yes. And so, you know, it's Kingdom Pursuit, so there's got to be Robbie's riddle. So speaking of men, right, you know this is going to happen. When the first, I don't know if you knew this, Nikita, but when the first cavemen got together, they formed clubs. They did.
And they used them, too.
And I just saw a couple of drapery guys here. Yeah, they, Kurt and Rod. Did you see them?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And some say men are like steel because they're worthless when they lose their temper. Now, that's an interesting thing, right, Nikita?
I don't know anything about losing your temper. So I wouldn't know anything about that. However, so, if you want to talk about beating somebody with a rod, or in my case, a chain, I know about that.
Or a chair, right?
Or a chair, or a metal chair. Yeah, yes,
that's right.
So you got to be prepared. So at the end of that, you do. I'd actually have a riddle. You can call in and win today. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. 866-34-TRUTH. Who was the bareheaded prophet that caused the original balderdash? Now, there's all sorts of stuff in that question.
It sure does.
Who was the bareheaded prophet, there's a little bit of a hint in there, that caused the original balderdash? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you can guess that, Johnny, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a Truth Network prize pack.
There you go, including a book, which I didn't realize until I was sitting over here. Nikita's written several of them, so we're liable to send you a Nikita book. Who knows what we got for you? You call in today. Tell us who was the original bareheaded prophet that caused the original boulder dash. 866-348-7884. We now are joined by
Pat Teague.
Pat Teague,
yes,
who
sir.
Is an author as well. And tell us about your book, Pat.
It's called Winning Place for Life, Perspective of Life from a Point of View of an Athlete and a Hall of Fame Sports Writer. I co-authored with a Hall of Fame Sports Writer that has been in the business for over 50 years interviewing. He's probably even interviewed Nikita and interviewed myself when I was playing football at NC State for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
So, plays. Did you like have plays when you were like wrestling, Nikita?
No, I would not call them so much plays. It was a play on words at times. It's like you are good at, but not so much plays in the ring. We were more on spontaneity than we were on actual plays.
Now, a minute ago, Lex Luger told us that you considered him to be one of the best person to chop his pecs. That it made a really laugh.
Now, he had me?
Yeah, yeah.
No, he was talking about Nature Boy Ric Flair. He wasn't talking about. I wouldn't throw no chops around, those sissy chops, you know. That was not my mantra. Come on now.
It was really quite a. It was something to hear. Oh, well, we got to go to a break. You got plenty of time to call in. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And tell us who was the original bald, bareheaded prophet that caused the balderdash. So much more coming at you from the Men's Summit live in Kernersville.
All right.
That's awesome. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're live from the Triad Area Men's Summit here at the First Christian Church in Kernersville. What a venue and what a lineup they have, including Nikita Koloff and Lex Luger, who we've had on with us here, and Dr. Tony Evans, and they still have Sanchez Beatty and some other folks that we're going to try to get on the radio here with us shortly. But today we're sitting here with Pat Teague. He's the author of Winning Plays for Life, and, of course, Nikita. And, Nikita, I asked Lex this question, because actually I'm preaching on this tomorrow, and I'm preaching at Peace Church in Durham. So if anybody's in Durham and they want to come see me tomorrow, I'd love to see you. But I'm actually preaching on the wrestling match between Jacob and God / angel / man / Jesus.
It's a pretty good one. Pretty good match from what I could tell. Lasted all night long.
That's right.
Pretty good endurance there on Jacob's part.
Serious determination, wasn't it?
I think the word perseverance comes to mind, right?
Absolutely.
So, as a wrestler, how do you see that as wrestling with God? I imagine that you've been there at some point in your life. I know I sure have.
Yeah, I was there 17 October 1993. I had I like to term the wrestling match of a lifetime. That was a church service I was sitting in. An invitation was given to accept Christ in your life if you had never done that. And it was on that day that I really, a day of revelation for me, that I had never done that. And so, that internal struggle of, between your head and your heart, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And on that day, yes, won. And, I went to the altar and surrendered my life to Christ. And it wasn't as physical as Jacob. I didn't injure my hip that day, fortunately. But it was definitely an internal struggle going on, as with, perhaps one of the listeners out there could relate to that, because they've had that experience, that same internal struggle, or maybe they're experiencing that right now. Should I give my life to Christ? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? And I would say for certain that decision that day for me was the best decision I have personally ever made in my life. So there you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's an interesting setup that he was scared for his life. And it's like, this is possibly my last chance, is this wrestling match. And so it was a life and death match as he was doing that. And I wonder, Pat, you've written this book, Winning Plays for Life. How does that relate to what you're thinking?
Well, I was looking myself, for how do you live this life successfully? I want to be the best I could be, playing sports, play football, basketball, baseball, anything I could get my hands on. But, as a guy, we're always trying to look for respect, that pecking order that's always going on. And I had three older brothers that used to beat up on me. And so then growing up,
I wonder if Esau beat up on Jacob. I bet he did.
He's a big, hairy dude, man. He was probably beating up on him. And he had him one day, and he, had the leverage on him, and he was starving. And said, all right, I'll give you this suit. You give me your birthright, But, it came down for me. I'd earned some respect on the athletic field, was in a party, and I was being confronted with one lifestyle or the other. I had one foot in the church and one foot out, kind of straddling the fence, which is never a comfortable situation. And so that kind of wrestling match for me. And so God just confronted me. I just heard that inner voice of the Holy Spirit saying, all right, you got the choice here. Some guy was coming out of the bathroom. He'd been throwing up. His girlfriend was mad at him, and he was going for it in the porcelain bowl, but I wanted to play in the Super Bowl or one of those college bowls one day. So I'm like, I don't think I'm going to get there through that bathroom. And so I made that decision that day to walk out of that party. I went home and opened up the Bible, just opened it up, and the Holy Spirit just kind of led that right there to me at Proverbs 3, which I found the first winning play for life, which was direction, that God wanted to be my head coach, not an advisor. A head coach is a lot different than an advisor. And so it's just like if the coach is calling me in the game, and I'm like, well, I don't think I want to play today. I don't think I'll ever play for that team. And so here's God saying, either you're in with me or you're not. So either you're going to give me all your heart and you're going to wear my jersey, or you're going to wear the me jersey and go through all this hell on earth. And so instead of instead of choosing the world's way, I made a choice that day to trust him with all my heart. That Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 said, you know, if you want favor with God and man, then trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't trust yourself, but trust God with your whole life, and that I will show you how to win this game of life, and I'll direct your path to success. And I'm like, man, I'm all in. And I remember just the load lifting off and just beginning to see through the clouds of confusion of the world provides, and started, and that made that's that first winning play for life that made all the difference in the world for me, as it did for Nikita on that day. And then from there came adversity. And so from those adversities, I learned the play of determination. And so that's two of the seven that are listed in the book.
Go ahead, Nikita.
You made me think of an interesting, I was reflecting back on a couple of things Dr. Evans said, and specifically one of the things to the men today, you know, you brought up the word coach.
Yeah.
And his call to men to coach, you know, be the spiritual leader of the home, coach those children, coach the wife, coach the family, and how in a football game, which you can relate to, I can relate to, played high school and college football, you know, he was saying today how the coach, the coach didn't drop the pass, didn't miss the tackle, didn't miss the block, and, but yet it's his responsibility, and he's the one who's fired if he doesn't have the team prepared, right?
That's right.
And so right. You just made me just think, when you were talking about coaching, whether it's, leading a family or out in the marketplace, leading a sales team or, whatever, whoever, the listeners are out there, whatever their role in life is. There's something to relate to, and I would imagine in your book, Winning Plays for Life, that there's something that probably every reader would be able to relate to, and maybe even applies to things in their life too, right?
And it's an interesting thing, as I was listening to both of you, I thought one of the things that really God's been teaching me over the last couple of years is He has a lot more faith in me than I did.
Sure. Because He knows what you're made of. Psalm 139 says His thoughts about you outnumber the sand on the beach, and He is recruiting you to play the position He divinely designed you to play.
And that game that you're talking about.
And what we were talking about earlier with Tony Evans, saying we've been called for a purpose and a divine meaning.
It's fascinating to me that He gave Nikita this phenomenal platform based on where Nikita's heart was going. It went towards wrestling. It went towards competition, as yours did.
Yeah.
But then God used that now for the kingdom, is what we're doing now, is right here with these men.
For the kingdom, for His glory. And, whether it's writing books, authoring books like Pat and I have done, or ministering the gospel like you're going to do tomorrow over in Durham, right? Lex and I will actually be ministering at Revolution Church in Kannapolis tomorrow morning at 9.
Wonderful.
And, 9 and 11 a.m., Pastor Keith Kansberg.
So, if you're in Kannapolis, you're going to be at the
Revolution Church.
Wonderful.
In Kannapolis, he and I will be tag-teaming on those. So, it's just interesting how it can all work together, for His greater glory, for his kingdom purpose, right? To all of our backgrounds.
That's right.
And that was neat for me, because I listened to Dr. Evans yesterday at the pastor's event, and he was talking about that kingdom-minded, and the kingdom of God is forcefully advancing, Matthew 11, right? And forceful men take hold of it, and that's part of what you guys are really doing, is helping people see, their role in this play. And so for a lot of men, they can relate to the football analogy.
We're so visual. We got to have something tangible, and that's where it didn't become real for me till I saw it real in my situation, where I
needed. What position did you play in football? So we just get to that.
Well, I played tailback and linebacker in high school, and then in college I played linebacker. and the pros.
So,
I play
linebacker. Yeah, you're hitting people. You're
the key. I love to be the hammer, man. I love to be the hammer.
He was hitting me. He was looking for my head, and I was looking for his. You know, I'm hoping
what
to get that
did you play?
Tight end.
Oh, nice.
Hoping to get that block with his head turned.
That's
you know,
right.
not
right.
see me coming.
That's
and
right.
He's looking to take my head off. As a, yeah.
Yeah, that's the counterplay when you guys are pulling down on us and they're pulling the guard and trying to get me to bite on that.
That's right.
And then get
that's right.
get him in my ear hole. You know, that's
exactly.
Happens.
That's right.
So, we're you know, football's simple. It's all about being the hammer, not the nail. So you want to hit first, you know. That's the real key.
I've never heard that, but I like it.
Yeah,
it's all about being the hammer and not the nail.
And that's what God wants us to be. You know, in that verse where Matthew 11:12, where it says, "Violent men or forceful men take the kingdom by force," is that He wants us to hit first. He wants us to hit the enemy first. He said, "The gates of hell cannot prevail against us." And so how are we hitting the gates? Are we running away from the battle, you know, instead of taking it on? Mr. Studd, you know, the athlete back when he said he was a missionary. And I love his name. I can't remember his first name, but I always remember his last name was Studd. But he said, "I want to set up a mission 2 yards from the gate of hell," you know, because that's where he was trying to get everybody. He wasn't trying to retreat somewhere. But God is trying to call us to be men of action, not you know, the whole difference of being a spectator versus a participator. You know, He wants us on the field. And what I found, and this was a huge revelation, was we're all in the game. It's whether we're participating or not, or sitting on the field. We could be sitting on the field getting in the way when God has called us to get up and all play our position that He called us
to. You're listening today to Kingdom Pursuits live from the Triad Area Men's Summit here in Kernersville, North Carolina. You got to get here. It's the First Christian Church on North Main Street, 27324, believe. So we got Nikita Koloff, we got Lex Luger. You can hear we got Pat Teague here with us. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Wow, I can hardly wait to finish this conversation, can't you? Eight. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are live from the Triad Area Men's Summit in Kernersville, North Carolina. You got plenty of time to get here. And, oh, wow, what a lineup they have. I'm telling you, Dr. Tony Evans has spoke already, but we still have Lex Luger. We still have Nikita Koloff. We still have Sanchez Beatty. And I forgot the other one, but they're all lined up. It's going to be awesome. And you get lunch. It's going to be going on till 3 this afternoon, so you got plenty of time to make your way over here. And we've been broadcasting live doing a Christian Car Guy show and now Kingdom Pursuits. I'm with Nikita himself and also Pat Teague, the author of Winning Plays for Life. And if you're listening right before the end of the segment, Pat had mentioned that you want to strike first, right? You want to get in the first blow. I'm curious about wrestling. We're going to ask that question in a second. But you may know that I'm a Christian Car Guy, and what that meant that I was a car salesman for over 30 years. And you know what we taught? A good salesman always gets his number out first. You don't wait for the customer to tell you, "I'll pay you this much." You want to strike first, because you set the tone of the negotiation by getting a number out. And as you were saying that, you know, you want to strike first. Was it that way in wrestling, Nikita?
Well, wrestling is more of a, on the professional level, you know, move, counter move, and with the ultimate goal of getting the 1-2-3. So there were times, however, though, that we did strike first, sometimes even before the bell rang. So I think that was more considered more on the illegal side of things. However, as a bad guy, it was okay. We could do that. So. But, yeah. But, you know, he was talking Pat was talking about it was interesting for the break, a call to action. You know, and that's what this weekend is about. That's what this conference is about. That's why Tony Evans was here last night with the men and the women, the families, some children. But, and you made me think of something. When you said something, I'd turn around and look at my table, and I was looking at one of my CDs, and it's called Players versus spectators.
There you go.
That's literally the title of the message, and yeah. you made me think of that because you're right. You know, we are not just men.
Yeah.
All of us, as Christ followers,
that's right,
are called to action, right? I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, where it talks about, you know, as we have been reconciled, we are now called to be ambassadors of reconciliation as well, right?
Right.
So whether, again, whether it's preaching from a pulpit like you're going to do tomorrow, we've got 800-plus men gathered here today and just calling them to action to, you know, to step out and not just surrender your life to Christ, but take action.
And the neat thing about that, Pat, and I know you know this, that when God recruits you to be on that team, He's going to take you on an adventure. You had no clue that you would ever be sitting there. Do you think for a minute that I ever thought in a million years I would be sitting across the table from Nikita Koloff and Lex Luger?
But flashback.
Think about the adventures God's taken you on since you signed up for the team.
It is phenomenal. It's been amazing. Even when we started Sports Missions Outreach back in 2010, I'm like, God, there's so many other sports ministries out there, you know? And he said a couple of things to me. He said, shut up and listen. Do what I tell you.
That's a good coach.
Yeah, he said, do what I tell you. You know, execute the play and then discover what I have in store for you and discover what I have in store for the kingdom, you know, because it's not about a ministry. It's not about a church. It's about the kingdom. Because in the Lord's Prayer, it says, let his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we're to build the kingdom with a church, build the kingdom with our family. We're supposed to build them with our resources, with our businesses. So we're building the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so if we're doing that, then we're fulfilling that call and purpose that he's called us to, as Tony Evans had said in the first session, you know, out of Genesis 18:19. The first thing is he has chosen us. He has destined us. He has given us a responsibility to fulfill and pass that on. And so that's part of what I've experienced in this, in that just like every great coach that we've seen, just like when you watch the national championship, they all have their bread and butter plays. You know, they try to establish the run so they can do the play action and throw the pass and things like that. Well, God has his bread and butter plays. If we will just run those plays and make that daily choice to diligently practice the disciplines that he's given us with his divine direction and power, using discernment, we will have a great destiny. And so that's what that whole book's about, is that one sentence. If I make a daily choice to take forth the disciplines that he's provided me, 2 Peter 1:3-4 says he's given me everything pertaining to life and godliness. So now, and as Tony Evans was saying in his other book, No Excuses, I have no excuse not to succeed if I have the power of the Holy Spirit working in me and through me to fulfill the purpose and call using the disciplines that I should be practicing diligently every day. And so what makes a professional is he has learned to take that discipline or the knowledge in his area of expertise and practice it diligently. He didn't just practice it. He did perfect practice. He didn't just practice, he did it right, and he intentionally did it perfectly, so he developed good habits. And so, see, we don't just go out there and just wing it. God has given us specific ways for us to live this life so that we can make a difference and see lives transform.
Nikita, in your CD there, I did not realize you had CDs, so I'm really glad to know that. Stop being a spectator. What was the title of it?
Players versus Spectators.
And take us there a little bit.
Well, Pat kind of essentially alluded to it. I mean, again, people can show up at church on Sunday and spectate week after week after week. You know, they feel good about themselves because they came, they checked in, so to speak, checked that box, you might say. Hey, I went to church on Sunday. You know, so what they're hearing from the pulpit, though, are they then applying it to their life and putting it in the practical sense? Then on Monday when they go off to work or whatever it is they're doing, are they then taking what they've heard and applying it to their lives and, again, taking action? Back to what he said, taking action. Or are they just merely just absorbing as a quarterback – a couch quarterback or whatever they call it.
He's watching. Yeah, he's sitting on his couch.
He's sitting on the couch watching the game. A bunch of people watch the playoff games tomorrow and say, oh, why didn't the coach do this? Why didn't he do that? Or call this player. Pretty easy to sit on the couch and spectate and try to coach from the couch. But get out there on the field and start coaching from the field.
I usually try to ref more from the couch than
I do. Oh, you referee, huh?
I hear you. But that's what players versus spectators is. It's a challenge. It's a challenging message to people. Hey, if you're going to live this life, this Christian life, if you're going to be a Christ follower, and this weekend centers around discipleship. I want to make a note of that, too. Dr. Evans last night very clearly distinguish the difference between being a Christian. You can be a Christian but not a disciple of Christ, which means, okay, maybe you checked the box and you gave your life to Christ, but now have you plugged in and becoming a disciple, and by being discipled then going out and discipling others. And that's all part of being a player, not just a spectator, not just showing up on Sunday.
You know, one of the biggest, hugest blessings in my life is I teach special needs every Sunday at our church. Mm. And, you know, who wasn't sitting in a Sunday school class? And my wife was kind of like the Holy Spirit sometimes. You know, they come through.
Oh, they're great, man.
And she's like, we need to start working in, you know, God's called us to work in special ministries. And I'm like, what? Where what? And you got to be kidding me. But there's no explaining. There's nobody could even fathom the difference that it has made in my life to be in the game in Sunday school working with these students, which some of them are as older than me or older than me, with Down syndrome and autism and those kind of things. And these people love God with a passion that would blow your mind.
Sure.
And they have so much to teach me, but if I hadn't gotten in the game and agreed to try to do this,
right,
I would be sitting on the sidelines, and I would have missed out on this huge adventure that God had for me.
You know,
here's something I want to take even to another side of it. God has begun to change my mindset. Is there is no sidelines in life. And when you choose to be on the sidelines, it means you're sitting on the field of play, getting in the way. Just think about that. That hit me, you know, really hard. You know, a few years back, that wait a minute, God doesn't have a sideline. Every one of His called players are in the game, but they choose to sit on the couch or bring the couch on the field. Can you imagine going to a game tomorrow?
That hurt.
And they're trying to play the game, and a couple of players do that, you know, get sit down on the field and start sipping on their Gatorade on the field. Mm. See, and that's something that he's been really showing me. Is like, he said, I don't have a sidelines. Now there's the timing when I call your play. But there is no sidelines in my game. So I'm not just
right. Yeah. So you were going to say something right before that, Nikita, do you remember?
I was getting you, but you made me think of an interesting illustration. You mentioned, you know, your wife kind of nudging you along.
All right, yeah.
And I had recently listened to some different sermons, and something I had not thought about before, how, you know, the wife, Dr. Evans made reference to it, I think, this morning. Of course, he spoke to the men and women last night and made reference to the woman, you know, being the helpmate, the helper, right? God brought her alongside to help. And she really is an illustration of the Holy Spirit in a sense, right? Because the Holy Spirit was called to be a comforter, a helper. He's going to come and comfort. He's going to help you. So really, they're almost, in a sense, kind of an illustration
Absolutely.
Of the Holy Spirit, the woman.
That's good.
So, each other, you right? have one segment left to call and tell us who was the bareheaded prophet that caused the original balderdash. 866-348. I may have stumped my audience. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are live from the Triad Area Men's Summit happening at the First Christian Church in Kernersville. You've still got plenty of time to be here. We got lunch coming up. We got oh, man, if you got here now, you'd still get to hear Nikita, and I would love to hear that segment. Between Nikita and Lex Luger, we've had a chance to have them both on the radio with us quite a bit this morning. I'm still here with Pat Teague. He's the author of Winning, which is good, Plays for Life. And we're going to have plenty of time to do that, but you need to call in. I cannot believe I have stumped my audience with this question. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying here. And think Robbie-wise, who was the bare-headed prophet that caused the original Balder Dash? And Balder Dash may be the 866-348-7884. I now have a Winning Plays for Life book to give away from Pat, which sounds like an awesome book. All you have to do. And by the way, have I mentioned that nobody has ever not won in the history of Kingdom Pursuits? So chances are we'll help you with it. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Now, Pat, you and Roy Jones, who is the sort of the event coordinator here, certainly it was his vision kind of thing to get Dr. Evans for this and have these events. You go way back with him, don't you?
I do. Roy's a good brother, fellow warrior, and teammate. We played football together at NC State.
Oh, really?
So he came in. He was a preferred walk-on that came in and just jumped right in the team and began to contribute. And we had a Bible study that we started on Thursday nights. Me and my roommate invited Roy to come, and Roy came out and jumped in both feet, and I saw him really take off with God. He's a good brother and just a true warrior. We just had a lot of great times on those Thursday nights digging in God's Word.
So you were a linebacker.
I was a linebacker.
Which side?
I was in the middle. I was
oh,
one
you're
of the middle
linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Dick Butkus look-alike there. Now. and what position did Roy play?
He came in as a defensive end. And then eventually moved to offensive guard and and excelled really well there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Were you in the same year?
He was a little younger than I was, so.
Okay. Yeah. But you got a chance to play with him. That's pretty awesome. Well, we have a Riddler on the line. We better take that. We got John is in Winston-Salem. John, you're on King of Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so grateful. I knew I couldn't stump my audience. Do you know who the bareheaded prophet was that caused the original Balder Dash?
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess, okay?
Okay.
The prophet that followed Elijah, when Elijah was taken up into heaven, he received his mantle, and some young people were mocking him and were saying, "Go up, bald head," and they were ridiculing him. I think it was Elisha, the prophet.
You are exactly right, my friend. And the bareheaded, you know, it was a bear that got those little guys. And I imagine they were dashing after that bear took off after them. That was just it was sort of a Balder Dash. Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened. So you're exactly right. Now, here's the million-dollar question, John. You won, and so we're going to send you the book.
Okay, great.
But I have long asked almost everybody this, and I never can get it right. Is it Elisha or Elijah or Elijah? What do you think?
I've always heard the first prophet, Elijah. Elijah.
Elijah. And the second one?
Elisha.
There you go. What do you say, Pat?
I say Elijah. Yeah.
Elijah?
I do. It sounds a lot like Elijah, but...
See, I throw an E in there. I go with the Elisha. That just makes it, you know, when I get up there,
say your name, right?
Yeah, I gotta know. Inquiring minds. I've been studying it. But anyway, thank you, John. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Thank you now.
Thank you for calling. All right. We have Paul is in Walnut Cove, North Carolina. Paul, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Yes, I was trying to answer that trivia question.
Well, go for it.
I would say it's the Apostle Paul.
Oh, wow. So he was the bareheaded prophet that caused the original Balder Dash. I'm interested in your interpretation of that.
Well, just as in the prophet professing the word and reaching out to, you know, all the world to take it as fast as he could, balderdashing.
That's awesome. You're exactly right. I mean, obviously, he was the greatest missionary that, well, obviously Jesus was, but a second, you know, Paul was ranks right up there. So he caused a mad dash for the gospel, didn't he?
Yes, yeah.
That's a great answer, Paul. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in so much today. So in Walnut Cove, you still have time to get over here to the Men's Summit.
I'm actually working. I'm making deliveries, so
I've still got
a number of stops.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to call in today and listening to the Truth Network. God bless you, Paul.
All right, thank you.
And you have a great name, too. It kind of, like, went along with your answer.
It does.
God bless. Talk to you soon. All right, well, when we left our hero, Pat, he was playing football with Roy. And so how did you guys start to doing a Bible study? Did you reconnect later in life, or did you stay connected all these years?
We stayed connected, you know, on and off because of the busyness of life. But, you know, when you study the Word like that and you're going through, you know, those trying times, you build a brotherhood. And so a lot of us in that Bible study have stayed together. And so those of you who are out there and you're wondering whether to plug into a church or whether to get into a Bible study, get into this men's ministry that Roy is spearheading, every day you wait, you're going to regret that you did not get involved, because you get a brotherhood and you work together and you just...
Well, did you guys... I just had a completely out of left field question, but a good friend of mine for years, my name is Steve Matthews. He was a backup quarterback at NC State at one point in time. You know who he is?
What year was he there? You remember?
It was a long time ago. Okay. He's older than baseball, like me.
Okay.
But not older than football, because he played. But anyway, I was just curious if you happen to know him.
Yeah,
but I am wondering, you and Roy would have had a similar situation to a lot of young men who, you know, you were good enough in college to make it to a Division I school to play college football.
Right, right.
And so you had your hopes set, I would imagine, on a lot more from football than possibly took place later on. And isn't it kind of easy to make football a god?
It really can. It, not just football, but anything that you just love and have a passion for. And there's a reason God's given that to you, is to use it as a tool and a witness to build his kingdom. Not to build your own kingdom. And
my question gets to you and Roy had almost at the same time a real disappointment, I imagine, with what you thought was going to happen with your career life changes. And
exactly. I went on and played in the pros. I went on to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, did you really? You were really outstanding.
So I ended up getting an injury and cutting the career short. And so when someone comes and knocks on your door and say, you know, you're no longer who we want, that rejection is something that you deal with. Either with
you played middle linebacker in the pros.
I did played a couple of years there. So it's very humbling when someone says, you know, we don't need you anymore, when before they were wanting you, you know. And so as Nikita was talking about earlier, and you were about your wife, at the time I was dating, now my wife, she was my wife-to-be, she wrote me a card and said, you know, God wants you on his team, and he'll never cut you. You know, and so it just meant so much to know that, hey, I'm accepted by God, that he's recruited me for that position to play in life, to make a difference. And so that really meant a lot. You know, that she gave that to me at that particular time.
I can't imagine.
So you've seen yourself as a football player, that you can easily start to lose your identity in that. And God gave me a glimpse that I could continue to go for it, but it would be at the expense of his call and purpose on my life. And so I'm driving back from the Cleveland Browns training camp in the rain with one lane road. You know, they were having construction, and I'm trying to drive down to see my honey, you know, just to, you know, need some consoling and prayer. And the Lord brought to mind.
How old were you at that point?
I was 25.
Wow, I can't even imagine that kind of a roller coaster ride of life where you make it you know how few, I don't know if people listening, I know that, you know, you have this many football players in high school that even get to play starter, you know, then how many of those ever make it to college football and then a Division I school, and then the percentage of how few ever would ever get to the pros and be there 2 years and come on that kind of disappointment?
Yeah, it's 0.1%.
Yeah.
0.1% play at that. And then so I was very thankful for that. But, you know, what you know, he brought to mind was, what profits a man to gain the world but lose his soul? And so it was much more important for me to realize my identity in Christ than my identity as a player. That was just a part of my life, not my whole life.
Wow, the book is Winning the Plays for Life.
Winning Plays for Life.
Winning Plays for Life, Pat Teague. Have you got a website?
Yes, I do. It's sportsmissionsoutreach.com.
Sports Missions Outreach. He works in Raleigh, does a lot of work up there, listens up there on WDRU. So thank you, Pat, for being with us. Again, you got plenty of time to make it out here. The Triad Men's Summit going on at the First Christian Church in Kernersville. Thank you so much for listening today and for enjoying a little bit more of our Kingdom Pursuits. God bless.
Amen.